Yet again, we've been hearing of the suffering of policyholders and people who invested in CLECO. It all resurfaced 2 nights ago at a town hall meeting to report on the winding up of Resolution Life Assurance, the company that was set up to succeed CLECO. In all of this, though, have you ever wondered how was it that CLECO's holding company in Trinidad was able to pull so much money from its subsidiaries to satisfy Lawrence Dupre's dreams, but the subsidiaries in Barbados and elsewhere in the region could not look to the Trinidad company for compensation? It's a question we put to Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, at the end of the town hall meeting.
Well, basically, the fact that you have entities operating in multiple jurisdictions and our level of regulation needs to be synchronized to that fact. Now, we are currently reviewing the framework that would allow for the most effective regulatory process from a regional standpoint. And given what took place as it relates to CLECO, and it all stems from what essentially would have been the initial marching orders for the judicial manager here in Barbados. Because in order for the company in Barbados, and certainly to the extent of the Eastern Caribbean, as a child to the parent in Trinidad, if you wanted to continue those operations, then you need the support from the parent. And whilst monies were moved from the children to the parent, the reality is that in order for the operations in Barbados and as well as the Eastern Caribbean were there to continue in the way that the policyholders would have expected, then there ought to have been some effort to get support from Trinidad with respect to the operations of CLECO across the rest of the region. And so there is still some weakness in the system from the perspective of having a regional approach to regulation, a regional approach to the resolution of financial institutions who operate across the region. And the Prime Minister certainly is pushing to create the space within the region to be able to do that, because more and more we see a lot of mergers and acquisitions regionally, and not just within the insurance space, but within the banking space. And to the extent that as a region, we cannot assume that because everything is good in a particular place, that the rest of the region is immune. And so to the extent that there needs to be a stronger approach from a regional regulatory standpoint, is something that is unfortunate that it still hasn't moved forward, but we are very interested in making sure that from our own perspective that we, one, enhance the working relationships with respect to the regional regulators, but the ideal would be to have a regional regulator for financial services, because we are, as we become more and more intertwined, then the intricacies of how you resolve financial institutions, I think is going to become more and more critical going forward, such that the interests of a Barbadian policyholder or a Trinidad policyholder or wherever, that governments don't seek to intervene to protect their own, but there is a solution that is brought from a regional perspective that is fairer. Because, in a sense, Trinidad has broken for themselves and left us to be able to solve what essentially was their problem. And that's unfortunate, but the only way that we can, I think we can move forward is to have an original approach to supervision.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.